it's no longer just about the test score, but there are so many other things that teachers do and that schools do already to make sure students are successful that are folded into the accountability system. So now we're not just looking at did they pass the test, but we're looking at things like, are students reading on grade level by the end of the third grade? Are they reading on grade level by the end of the fifth grade? Are they reading on grade level by the end of the eighth grade? Are they reading at grade level by 11th grade? Because in the past, you might just worry about, are they reading on grade level by third? But if you don't keep them moving forward, are they going to be ready for the next level of education?
Another thing that happened under your tenure, Georgia received the Race to the Top grant, right. $400 million. Half of it went to the state, half went to the 26 Race to the Top districts. Part of what took place under Race to the Top was the new teacher and leader evaluation system. How would you rate the process of Race to the Top? Was it good for the state? Are good things coming out of it? Could things have been done differently?
Just one quick point of clarification. The state actually received the grant under the previous administration. I inherited the work of Race to the Top, but it has been valuable. What is important to know about Race to the Top is that many of the projects within the Race to the Top work, like the teacher and leader evaluation system, were already underway in Georgia. We were already working on redesigning those instruments for evaluation as just one example. And so for the previous administration, it made sense to apply for that money. My concern at the beginning was there are always strings attached when you get large sums of money like that from Washington. And so my challenge coming in was to make sure that we implemented the grant with fidelity, and we completed the work, and we got the best product for Georgia, but also do it in a way that it was best for Georgia. And so, you know, we've had issues along the way with the U.S. Department of Education, specifically over the teacher and leader evaluation system. And most of that has come from the fact that when the grant was originally written, some of the folks who were doing the original work didn't have the experience in evaluating teachers and put some very aggressive timelines on the work. And for me, the work of evaluating teachers is far too important to rush through and not get right. And so we've slowed down the process to make sure that it actually gets done right the first time and we don't wind up in court or something like that. And so some of those efforts have been a little bit not perceived well by the U.S. Department of Education, and that we haven't met the timelines that were originally set out. That being said, those timelines were set by a different administration. I wouldn't have set those timelines because they really weren't feasible.
Another big policy that came in under your administration, although this decision, I believe, was also made before you came into the position, the Common Core Georgia Performance Standards. Mm-hmm. The board adopted them in 2010. They went through sort of a fight in the legislature this year, but they're in place. They're what Georgia is using now. Some of the criticism has not only been surrounding the Common Core itself, but is this idea of local control. Do the critics have a point? Could there be more local control, or did the state do it right?
I've really got two answers for that. I don't think the state did the best job in the adoption process. They followed their own policies. They followed rule, and that was fine. I don't think the state did the best job communicating to districts in a timely fashion what was happening. The biggest concern for me at the time was that Georgia had just made a transition from the old QCC curriculum that we had to the Georgia Performance Standards. And so that's not good for teachers or parents or students when you're constantly changing. So once we were here, I want us to stay here for teachers' sakes, for students' sake. What I don't think people understand is that there has never been an ounce of control lost by a local school district, because the state has always had standards. Before Common Core, we had the Georgia Performance Standards. It's completely left up to the control of the local school system, the curriculum, and the instructional resources that they use. I think a lot of the angst over the Common Core is people were more upset about instructional resources than they were standards.
Another thing that changed while you were in office, Georgia withdrew from PARC, the National Testing right. Consortium aligned with the Common Core. They're implementing, as you said, Georgia Milestones next right. year. The idea of the new test is to sort of move away from the strictly multiple choice
yes.
way of testing to get students to think more critically, explain their answers, have open-ended questions. Will Georgia Milestones be able to achieve what PARC intended to achieve?
Yes. And what a lot of people don't know is that what we have created with the Georgia Milestones is a system that will not only tell us how our students are doing in Georgia, but we will also be able to make a national comparison. Even though we're not in PARC, what we will be doing is embedding within the assessment norm reference test items. So our tests have always been criterion reference for the last 10 years, and a criterion reference measures how our kids are doing on our stuff. But what we're doing is really a blended test. It's criterion and norm reference. So parents will actually get two scores. Their child will get a score on how they did overall on the test, but then they will have a norm referenced test score that says to the parents and communicates to them how their child is doing in comparison with the rest of the nation.
You decided against a second term as superintendent so that you could challenge of the governor mm-hmm. in the primary. The governor won soundly. I mean, he won by a pretty wide margin. Do you regret that decision now? Do you regret running for governor?
I don't. I mean, I will miss this work, but honestly, education had to be brought to the forefront in this discussion. There was just not the concern from the governor's office for education. In the 3 years, you know, leading up to the election, there'd been nothing but cuts to education. We have entire school districts that are months away from bankruptcy, and there's no plan. There's nobody in the legislature or in the governor's office that has a plan on how to address a bankrupt school district. The discussion had to be elevated, and that was the best way, in my opinion, to elevate the discussion. And I think positive things came from it. We have over $300 million added to QBE that's going to help schools maybe come back around and restore 180 days to their school calendars. And I think it was absolutely beneficial for kids and for school districts. My career, you know, maybe not so much, but what's most important to me, those students and those teachers and those communities.
Do you have any advice for the incoming superintendent?
Advice for the incoming superintendent. Listen to your teachers. Listen to the boots on the ground. Work as best you can with other policymakers. For me, when I go home, I have to be able to look myself in the mirror and say, I did the best for kids, because that's what I'm elected to do. You know, I'm not elected to play politics. I'm not elected to necessarily make people under the gold dome happy. I'm elected to run education. And as state superintendent in Georgia, you're elected to make the best possible decisions for our students. And that's what needs to be at the heart of every decision you make, is what is best for our kids.
As you leave in January, what's next for you?
You know, I don't know. There are a lot of options out there on the table. It'll be a matter of just making the right choice. So there are a number of opportunities. And right now, my focus is we still have a lot of work to do.
Outgoing State School Superintendent Dr. John Barge, thank you so much for taking the time.